Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
This weekend, for me, my God, you guys, I have been so healthy lately, not eating sodas and alcohol and junk food, and I ate like crap this weekend.
Oh, no.
I had sodas and alcohol and junk food.
All at the same time?
So much. Like, I had some beers. I sat out on the driveway with Knick Knack and had a beer and ate an entire bag of crinkle cut pickle chips.
Oh, yummy.
I know. I went to Sonic and got slushies and just various other junk food. So I'm like, okay, reset this week. Got to have a reset. Vacation's in like 32 days.
Yeah.
We're going to be going to a location where I might have to be in a pool. So I'm like, I got to get on it.
No bread for a month.
No bread, no more alcohol, nothing.
Nothing. None of the fun stuff.
As
for
we
you.
Sneak up on 4th of July.
No. I know. I'm like, good luck with that.
Give
dude.
Me some hot dogs.
Just no bun. That's
right,
it.
No bun, I guess, and then no, and they have a glass of water.
And remember, you can always smoke a carrot and pretend it's a hot dog.
True that, Katie. I was daydreaming about smoking a carrot.
What?
Which sounds naughty.
It's what vegetarians do, and they really think it's a hot dog. Poor vegetarians.
Oh, God. we're going to talk here in a second about this hot new trend called 90s Kids Summer. I had a 90s Kids weekend because I also don't watch a lot of TV, and I've told you guys about that. Like, I've been thinking about canceling all my streaming services, and we just don't watch TV, especially in the summer. It's like we're out doing things, we're outside, we're having fun. I sat down this weekend and watched 4 movies.
Oh,
my gosh.
4 movies this weekend.
Look at you.
Got in the Wayback Machine. We watched Beverly Hills Ninja with Chris Farley.
I love that movie.
Back to 97. Introduced the kids to The Mask, which came out in 94, which I loved that movie, worshipped it in 94, and I watched it this weekend. I was like, God, what a stupid movie.
You're a huge Jim Carrey fan, though.
Huge.
So, like, you probably just loved
and watching
everything
it now,
he
I was
did.
Like, oh, God, this is horrible.
Yeah.
I watched Mallrats. Did you ever see Mallrats with Jay and Silent Bob and Shannon Doherty and Ben Affleck?
Jay and Silent Bob, those are my dudes.
What a horrible movie.
I had never
seen it.
It's
and again, another
classic.
One that came out in like 95 or something.
Yeah, like,
and that's the thing. Cult classic, you got to see it. I liked Clerks.
And this Dogma, that's in that same realm of viewing.
And so I've never I've never watched all those movies that Kevin Smith. Has put out, and I recently watched Clerks. Now I went into Mallrats, and I want to hit Clerks 2 and 3, and Dogma. Never saw Dogma, and then I saw the Chasing Amy, which was part of it as well.
Yeah,
but yeah, I like those style of movies where it's mostly just witty dialogue throughout.
Yeah,
and then the same characters kind of travel from each movie to each movie to each movie.
If you want to keep that,
I like
going,
that.
Yeah, maybe
I like it.
Not with the kids. Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. Total stoner movie, though,
right.
Just so you know. Like,
but in general...
It will make you laugh, and it's all the characters come back, like Ben Affleck's in it again. You know, so like you get all of the same cats in the film.
And I like that.
Yeah,
I like it. In general,
it
I guess it really was a different time. They're not the greatest movies.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of like, I got a couple laughs out of it.
Well, it's funny because like back then, the way they directed it was so different. I mean, the scenes, you could have somebody walk up to the entrance and that would be 20 seconds of them.
Yes.
They don't do that anymore.
And I was thinking about that last
night. Attention spans are so short, so you don't have the whole scene-setting moment of somebody walking into the video store.
And it's truly like I was watching it and growing up doing a ton of acting and stuff. I'm highly impressed with those movies because they have monologues in them.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's like the scene will be. 10 minutes of just banter back and forth and talking, and I had mad respect last night watching Mallrats because there was a couple scenes like that where it's like the amount of dialogue that they had to remember to do the scene. I was like, this is pretty cool.
Where now it's all just
action
doesn't matter about the dialogue at all, and you're just
So I watched those three, and then I jumped to the year 2025 and I took my daughter to go see Lilo and Stitch.
Did you love it?
I was glad when it was over.
No!
I kind of see that.
Did you love it? No,
She loved it.
Good.
It's cute in true Disney fashion, though, like incredibly sad at parts. And of course, you know, like there's two girls in it that are the main characters and their parents died.
Yeah.
So they're banding together and trying to survive. And it's like true Disney fashion. The parents have died.
Yeah. well, that was the premise of Lilo and Stitch.
Right.
Is that
and I didn't know
older
that. The original movie. Yeah. The original one. Yeah.
I didn't know that. So.
And so, I mean.
Cute. You know, I saw it once. I did it for her. You know, she's a little Stitch fan. She's got a little Stitch hat, stuffed animal when he went to Disney. I mean, he's cute, but the movie was.
I don't want to.
Like, it kept going.
See,
and going
Zoe
and going.
Loved it, but again, like the original movie, we both bonded with that movie. It was one of our favorites to watch together. So when we heard they're doing a live action, I was like, we have to see this
yeah,
one.
Yeah, it's definitely
for
kids and then people with not a lot of intelligence. So,
Jeremy.
Sorry, Zoe.
Mental capacity of a child.
Yeah, the mental capacity of a child. Yeah, because I was like, oh my God. Oh my God, get me out of here. Oh I will say there was one woman who sat just, you know, one row up and then to the left on her phone the entire time.
Gosh dang it.
Like screen on, bright. And so it's like, really? Like you saw the little thing at the beginning of the movie, shut off your phone. But yeah, the entire time, just on her phone.
You made the effort
Wow.
Yeah, you made the effort to buy the ticket, go to the theater, sit down in a dark room and watch a movie. Why are you
sitting on her phone the entire time?
Wait 2 weeks. It'll come out.
She was probably bored like I was. But
I'm surprised a person at the movie theater didn't come tell her to wrap it up.
Are you kidding me, Katie?
No, they,
there wasn't anyone working.
No,
there wasn't anyone working at this movie theater over the age of 19.
Well,
Not one.
She needs her phone.
I truly, like, it was all the kids on high school break, and they were working at the movie theater. I mean, truly. No, I mean, if there was anyone 20 and older, I would have been just super surprised. All young kids, so they didn't care. They really didn't.
They were on their phones, too.
And one more thing, 45 minutes of commercials and trailers before it started.
Oh, no.
45 minutes.
And did so? Was it at the start time of the movie? Is when then they played the
45
minutes?
So if you went at 7:30,
the movie's at 10:15. That's when the trailers and everything started.
Oh gosh!
So we were pushing
11
o'clock. Yes, by the time the movie actually started,
you had to pay for 45 minutes.
My daughter was
of
like,
commercial?
She kept looking at me. She's like, "When is it gonna start?"
Oh, I'd be so mad.
I was like, "I don't know. We might be here for a while."
So is that gonna be a thing from now on? 45 minutes of commercials.
It was
45
minutes.
I know now. AMC put a disclaimer on their website that says commercials will start at the posted movie time. So
yeah, there was a thing on the app that said there will be 35 to 40 minutes of commercials beforehand. Okay.
Well, that's
so
dumb.
At least you know that, though.
I was looking at that going, I don't know. So we went anyway. It's spot on.
Now you know.
But dang,
now
that sucks because, like, I go to movies on a weeknight with friends or whatever if there's a good one coming out, and if I can't go to the late night movies. So if I choose one for 7:15, that's pushing 8 before you even.
So that gave me plenty of time to sit there and eat candy like crazy and popcorn and suck down a cherry Sprite.
You got 2 refills.
Part of
popcorn.
My health journey this
there
weekend.
There you go.
Yeah. So while we were doing that, Nick Knack was hanging with my son. They went up to Thornton because that's where my delightful mother-in-law lives. And there was a bar up there, believe it or not, a bar / restaurant throwing a craft fair this weekend. And Reed went crazy and was like, oh my God, I want to be a part of this. My mother-in-law was encouraging him because his 3D printing. So he went and printed a buttload of stuff and had a little 3D printing table. I'll show you guys a picture right here. Josh, you want to look at that?
Dang, oh look at, he made all that stuff?
Made all that stuff, had a table spread out. They had a big car show with over 100 cars.
Are those
cars.
Like flower pots or something?
Yeah, he made little vases.
Dude.
Phone holders, snakes, fidget things, coasters. That's a rocktopus.
Oh my God, a rocktopus.
I was like, what
dragons,
is that?
Dragons, all sorts of stuff. He has been printing like crazy for the past like 3 weeks. Went up there, set up his little table, put his little prices down on the little cards. Look at the little cards. He taped down. And he sold $213 worth of stuff he printed over the weeks.
Oh my God. Those phone holders are cool.
I know. I told him, I was like, give me one of those. I want one for work.
That is
what?
Neat.
He made over $200
you must
and hung
so
out
proud.
For like 4 or 5 hours at
That's
his little
so
table.
Cool.
I am so happy. He's like a little entrepreneur. He's been dying to do this for a while. He's got such a money mindset. He's all about the money right now. I mean, he's 13 going on 14. He just wants to make money, make money, make money. And yeah, he went up there and made over $200. And Nick Knack hung out with him. The best thing she said was all these car guys came over and were like getting things for their cars. The snakes that he made, like he had Mustang guys coming over with their Cobra Mustangs and they were buying the snakes and putting them on their engines.
Oh, that's neat.
He had car guys coming over requesting things for him to make.
Oh my God.
It was really neat. So I'm super, super proud of him. he came home with just a little box of stuff he had left over, and he's getting ready and to do another craft fair. So how great is that?
That is, dude, if you're going to make $200 every time, I mean, that's ridiculous.
Especially
not for
too
what, bad. 13 going on 14? Like, come on.
Well, and for him, that's like
cashola.
Not like, only that, but for him to be able to build those life skills. Like, I love that he was standing at a booth talking to multiple people, because a lot of kids, he's so proud.
There's a picture of him holding all this cash. One guy, Nicole said, came up. If you notice in that picture I showed, he's holding a 50 in there. One older guy came up and bought $50 worth of stuff on there.
That's awesome.
And Nick Nack could just tell that he was just kind of proud that this kid was out there, you know, doing this. So he's like, I'll take that. Where am I at? And then he gave him a $50 bill. And he's just, he's on cloud nine this morning. I mean, just
seriously, that's so cool. That is so cool. And that's something that, like, I never did. I never did. Like, I wasn't able to get a 3D printer and stuff. And just to be able to do that and find something that he loves to do.
That's pretty neat.
So cool.
At that age,
cool. That is so cool. Mine, I was doing lemonade stands, you know?
I know, right?
Yeah, and to him, like, 200 and whatever he made, $15 is like $1 million.
Oh,
you
gosh.
Know, to a 14-year-old kid.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So, yeah, so anyway.
He's got to put it back into the company.
That's a proud dad moment,
exactly,
man.
What I
honestly, that's really cool.
And then we had to have a talk about compound interest.
Oh, yeah.
And saving, and he wanted nothing to do with that.
Yeah. I know.
I'm proud of him, though. He's making some cash money.
Go read.